The Best Laid Plans, written by Mark Dady. Episode 1, A Slight Admin Error.
Oops.
Smallbone, what's going on?
Nothing, God. Just doing a bit of dusting and possibly a bit of gluing.
There's a gap in time. What happened?
You dozed off, Your Almightiness, back in 1885. Everything's continued as normal, though. Earth's carried on experiencing various exhilarating phenomena. Hurricanes, volcanoes, James Blunt.
What year is it?
It's, give or take, carry the four, add one. Just gone 2000 and something.
You mean I've been asleep for over 100 years? Oh, me. I didn't give the angels my plans for the 20th century.
No problem, oh creme de la creme. I did it for you. No need to thank me. I'm just an angel, grade 7, doing my job.
Smallbone, you couldn't have handed out my plans for the 20th century. I was sitting on them. The only papers I left out were my plans for the new millennium. Not even you would have given those to the 20th century. 1,000 years of progress crammed into 100. Imagine the stress it would cause.
Yes. Oh, dear. The weather outside is, whatever you fancy, really.
Smallbone, the 20th century was meant to be a leisurely continuation of the 19th. Horse-drawn carriages, 4-mile-an-hour motor cars.
Oh, very relaxing, Your Vastness.
Advancements will continue to be gradual, the year 2250, sliced bread.
Bread in slices. Whatever next?
Then in the 29th century, I'll bring excitement to fever pitch with a television program called Crossroads.
Television?
Smallbone, is there something you'd like to tell me?
Well, it's possible that, now you mention it, there may have been a slight admin error.
A slight admin error? You've given the 20th century all my plans for the new millennium. A single century saddled with 1,000 years of development. 10 decades packed tighter than Henry VIII's codpiece.
I know. It doesn't seem possible, does it? All those times you said, the creation is foolproof, Smallbone, you idiot.
My poor angels. They must be exhausted.
Yeah. They were looking a bit knackered by the late 1970s. Come back with spit all over them. Something to do with punk rock.
Punk rock?
Yeah, they often pop back humming the tunes of the day. I prefer the music from the Second World War myself.
Second World War?
Just some local scuffle, Your Tallness.
Second World War?
Barely 100 countries. Ow!
Get down there, Smallbone. Start putting things back as they're meant to be.
Couldn't you change it back? With the blink of an eye? Like you did when I accidentally let Julius Caesar discover America. And that time I sent the Vikings to invade East Africa instead of East Anglia. And had the Great Wall of China built the wrong way so it finished in Belgium.
No, I'm putting my foot down. I'm tired of clearing up after you. Century after century, it's been one long catalogue of mistakes. But this time, you've gone too far. You will go down there, to Earth, and put everything right. No more second chances.
Right. Well, okay. It's just as well I'm the best guy for the job.
No, you're the only guy for the job. It's your fault.
No problem, Chief. I'm Earth's biggest fan. Hang on. I'll be able to experience things as a human. The smell of roses, chocolate, Glastonbury. I might even get a tattoo.
It's a job, not a holiday. And should you fail, you'll spend the next 10 millennia sorting out the filing in the other place.
You leave it with me, God. And if I bump into the Archbishop of Canterbury while I'm down there, any messages?
I know he's really busy, but he could call now and again.
Righto, Chief. This might be my first actual visit to Earth, but don't you worry.
Goodbye, Smallbone.
I'll come up with a master plan!
Now, deep breathing. Calm thoughts. Hang on. Second World War?
Serious, Toby. As far as the campaign goes, we're almost out of time.
Tanya, we are Planet's Protest and we never panic. All we need is me delivering my killer speech and success will be mine. Ours.
Yep, there's only one thing we need, Toby, and that's a miracle.
That was quite a fall. Oh, wow. I've got arms, legs, a head, other parts. The muscles could have been bigger. A lot bigger. Along with some of the other parts.
Are you okay?
You don't know where I am, do you?
It's only a rough guess, matey, but I'd say the middle of the road.
Okay, this is the situation. God wants me to erase all progress since 1900. Where's a good place to start?
The pavement?
Good idea. I'm Smallbone, by the way. Angel grade 7. And you are?
I'm busy. See you later, Tanya. Things to do.
Wow, Tanya. Look, a street sign. Camlington High Street. We're in London. Ha! Oh, the capital of everything. We seriously need to talk.
Look, I can see you've had a shock. I'll get you a coffee and you can give me the short version. The very short version.
First cappuccino ever, Tanya. I can't believe it.
Yeah, although you've added more than enough tomato ketchup to it. The foamy red moustache really doesn't suit you.
You're right. I'll try the mustard.
You're not from round here, are you? Is it like you're let out during the day?
Tanya, I've lived in Camlington my whole life on Earth. All 3 minutes of it. Ooh, what's that you've got? Leaflets? Let me see. Planet Protest. Doing our bit from global to local. Who are they?
We are Camlington's fourth most effective campaign group. If you ignore the northern half of the borough. Look, we've got a really important fight on our hands and we're almost out of time. Yeah, we could really do with some intelligent, focused help.
Tanya, the ruler of the universe has sent me to Earth for exactly that purpose. What do you want me to do?
It's okay. Don't worry about it. I have to go. I've got a lot on.
No, don't leave. I need help.
Yes, I know, but you need specialist care, and I'm only a media graduate.
I'll guarantee you admission to heaven. Straight through at St. Aaron's Gate. No questions asked.
But I thought it was St. Peter's Gate.
Well, it's done on a rota. I mean... You can't expect one bloke to spend eternity checking names and addresses, Tanya. Darren does Tuesdays. That means you'd have to die on a Tuesday. And not during his lunch break.
Look, here's a tenner. Go and see who you normally go and see. Bye!
That's strange. She accidentally left without me. Excuse me. One skinny latte with extra salt and mustard to go. Tanya! Tanya!
Smallbone, are you leaving a cafe? I only sent you down there 5 minutes ago and already you've squeezed in a tea break.
Keep your voice down. People will hear.
Don't be ridiculous. Only you can hear me and you never listen.
Fear not, God. I know the job. Reverse progress and technology starting right... Oh, my God! A grapefruit gadget store. Look! They've got the new Grapefruit 10 phone in the window.
Oh, me help us.
Look at this lot. Wow! Touchscreen technology. I wonder how hard you have to press it. Was that the screen or my finger? Are you seeing all this, God? Look, a computer you can wear on your wrist.
To think I invented a brain.
And look, a tablet for running your entire life from a single gadget.
I think you'll find I was first with the tablet idea.
Oh, look at that huge screen!
Yes, I was meaning to say it's far too big. It even makes my eyes go all peculiar.
No, I'm talking about who's on it. Steve Hendricks, the Grapefruit CEO.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Grapefruit 10, with its super transparent screen and a 1 millimeter slimmer body than the 9. We are talking serious evolution.
Mobile phone, it's not all that clever. I could have thought of it if I'd been bothered.
Yes, but Star Trek beat you to it.
Star Trek?
The TV series, where Mr. Spock the Vulcan from another planet.
Another planet? What other planet?
It's not one of yours. A TV producer came up with it.
A TV producer? You mean I came up with the creation and it wasn't good enough for TV? Ow!
No smoking in the shop, please.
It's okay, it's only my trousers.
You've fed them technology at 10 times the speed I planned. It's made them evolve right off the scale. They're now inventing things I didn't even think of. This technology story is exactly what's wrong with the world, Smallbone. I demand you put it right.
Absolutely, God. Would I let you down?
You mean like when I asked you to look after those dodos?
They were tricky blighters. Blink and they're gone.
Look, luckily for you, I have to dash off and fix something 12 billion light years away, a black hole that's only dark grey. When I return, you'd better have something up your sleeve, and I don't mean a wristwatch computer.
Don't you worry, Your Magnificence. I'll astound you by riding the waves and landing on my feet smelling of roses. Success ahoy!
That's the same speech you gave when you lost Atlantis.
Okay, I declare this meeting of Planet Protest open. Let the record show that present this evening are my own good self, Toby Grigson, sitting as chair, leader and organiser of Camlington's most prestigious campaign group, and Tanya and Susan are here too.
It's so lovely to be here again. The way we... Oh, the spirit of Athena is entering my body.
Already? Susan, we've only just sat down.
Yeah, come on. Resist the urge to float off just a little longer.
I am Athena, goddess of wisdom, inspiration and arts and crafts. Let us call the spirits to join us.
Yes, a welcome boost to attendance. Item one.
Hello, all. Not too late to join you, am I?
You again.
Oh, Smallbone, how did you find us?
The leaflet you showed me in the cafe.
I'm really not happy about other blokes going on dates with my girlfriend.
Oh, I'm not your girlfriend.
With that woman sitting over there.
And it wasn't a date. I just bought him 3 coffees.
I'm not here to steal your girlfriend.
Oh, she's not his girlfriend.
Could we all please stop talking about my girlfriend?
Well, I'm not your girlfriend.
I know! Please stop talking about it!
Shall I come back later?
Stranger, don't go. Let love flow. Friendship will grow and you'll never walk alone. Una.
Besides, since Beefy Dave moved to Bristol, we've been a bit short-handed at demos.
Thanks, guys. I know we got off on the wrong foot, but I'm committed to making the world a better place.
OK, Smallbone, welcome to Planet Protest. Tanya, you already know. I'm Toby. You'll find my brand of leadership informal but firm, and if I do say so myself, consistently inspirational. It won't surprise you to know that I'm a former banker who bravely told the city where they could stick their evil corporate world.
Wasn't that after you were sacked?
Yes. Thank you, Tanya. The correct term is involuntary severance. Oh, and I suppose I ought to mention Susan over here, who's currently hosting the goddess Athena.
From Jan to December, hello, the new member. Befriend, transcend,
Yes. Thank you, we've only got the room for an hour. Sorry, Smallbone, between you and me, Susan's a little eccentric.
No problem, Toby. Between you and me, I'm the angel Smallbone, and in 1885 I took over from God and gave the 20th century 1,000 years of progress by mistake.
Right, item one then. Camlington Library.
Smallbone, if you're seriously interested in helping us, we're trying to save it from being bulldozed tomorrow morning.
History, poetry, mystery, available free in a library.
Yes, thank you. What I'm trying to say is the Grapefruit Gadget store is about to expand sideways, knocking down the library.
Smallbone, we have to be there tomorrow at 9 a.m. sharp.
Count me in then, Tanya. I can't wait to do whatever it is I'm meant to do.
So, item two, my killer speech. I've been working on it all week.
Oh, really? Well, before I boil over with excitement, I'm going to do one last leaflet push. The more people we get at the protest, the better.
Wait for me, Tanya. Handing out leaflets sounds amazing.
OK, see you tomorrow. Right, Athena, item three.
It's Susan at the moment.
Oh, what a stupid place to leave a fire extinguisher.
Smallbone, you didn't move the fire extinguisher, did you? Only the keyhole's on the other side of the door. Smallbone!
Oh, the mystery of how to unlock it. With the only key in Toby's pocket.
Really don't see how that helps, Susan.
It's Athena.
Locked up with a goddess. Funny how the reality never quite lives up to the dream.
So, anyway, I left the local Greenpeace branch because my ex-boyfriend's a member. Ditto Friends of the Earth. Luckily, Toby isn't my type, so I'm set for a long stay with Planet Protest. Besides, with a niche campaign group, you learn a lot.
Ah, learning. It's fair to say that not learning has caused me the odd problem. I mean, skipping angel classes certainly affected my exam results. During the Armageddon practical, I got my scrolls mixed up and lost one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Couldn't find war anywhere. So I created a fifth horseman, called him Trade Sanctions, and got a D-.
Well, look, it's getting late and I have to be home. You hand out the last few leaflets and I'll see you tomorrow at the protest. Don't you worry, we'll save that library. Night!
Yes, good night, Tanya. Have a cosy sleep in the warm. I'll just be here somewhere. Thanks. Much appreciated.
Smallbone, it's midnight on day one and I can see you've achieved absolutely nothing.
No, God, I've done fantastically well. I've even found a shop to use as a base for my mission. Well, not the whole shop, just the doorway. It'll do fine, though, as I turn the people of Camlington back to the old ways, like you said. The strange thing is, God, they keep giving me coins. Oh, thanks very much, mate.
You're begging, Smallbone. You're meant to be getting rid of technology, not amassing a fortune. What happened to the £200 float I gave you?
I bought a phone.
What? You fool, Smallbone.
I'm no fool. It came with free earphones. Look, I can play a game, shoot a video, and even make a phone call.
Smallbone, there are super compacted neutron stars that will gasp with jealousy at the density of your head.
I don't know what half these functions are. I press a button and who knows what it's doing.
This isn't working, Smallbone.
It is. Look, there's a little red light. Come on.
No, it's not working having you down there on Earth.
No, it's working just fine. Unlike that poor bloke's car. Must have engine trouble by the way it's crawling along by the curb there. Maybe the young lady by the lamppost is a mechanic. Hey, I was right. She's offering him a full service for 30 quid. Oh, wow, the phone's got a voice app. If I press this...
I get to talk in a funny voice. Smallbone, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Turn it off immediately.
Hang on. There, I've done it. It's off.
Good. Now we can have a serious conversation.
No, hang on. Maybe if I turn that down...
How do I sound now, God?
Like the bungling ignoramus I normally deal with. Now, listen. I demand you start putting things right by saving the library.
No problem, God. You can rely on me.
Good. Because if you fail... You're going straight to the other place. What you might call a download.
Yes. Yes. Right. And can I say how good it is to have your trust? I do have your trust, don't I? God, are you there? Oh, thanks very much, Chief. Tanya, hi. It's me, Smallbone. Well, this is all very exciting. When do we do our bit? Whatever our bit is. We do have a bit, don't we?
Yeah, we have Toby's speech when he gets here. He reckons he's been up till 2 a.m. every night hunched over his computer. I assume that was writing his speech.
Hi, I'm Steve Hendricks, founder of Grapefruit Gadget Stores UK. How are you doing, Camlington?
I can't believe this guy. Look at him on his silly little platform with his silly little walkabout microphone and stupid oversized video screen.
Yeah, 168 inches LED, non-reflective technology.
As you can see, the demolition team is standing by with their wrecking ball. Hi, guys. So you're ready to have a smashing time? Yeah. But before they get started, let me address those who say we should never have got permission to extend sideways into the library space.
I can't believe Toby isn't here. He was going to storm the stage. I knew I shouldn't have left it to him.
Why don't you get up there then?
What? Unprepared? Steve Hendricks is a legend. You say anything against him, he'll twist it round and destroy you. Only an idiot would get up there.
Okay, don't you worry, Tanya. I'll sort it out.
Oh, Smallbone, watch out for that security guard!
This is no way to treat a grade 7 angel!
No, it's okay. Leave it. You have something to say, fella?
Yes. Well, if I might just straighten my jacket and windpipe. People of Camlington, I, Cecil Horatio Nosferatu Smallbone, have been sent from heaven to outsmart Mr. Grapefruit here.
Oh, really?
But first, I'd like to give a big shout-out to Planet Protest. Hey, Tanya, look at me on the stage with Scary Steve. Now, libraries. I can clearly remember Charles Dickens' mum going on about this very issue. Or was it that bloke who ran the witch-burning pie stall? Mind you, they knew how to throw a party in the old days. You take Galileo and his homemade cider. No wonder he thought the earth was spinning.
Smallbone, get off the stage.
The point is, the people losing their library would be like me losing my underpants. There are mysteries in there I haven't discovered yet. In the library, not my underpants.
Well, I can see why you Planet Protest people are so influential. Now, why don't
you... Toby! Susan, at last!
Sorry we're late. We had to wait for the fire brigade to remove the door.
All night we were locked in there thanks to that idiot. Apparently, freeing me was deemed a non-emergency. It was Nelson Mandela all over again.
The past is dead and gone. The future is cool products, fun and sharing. Only an idiot would refuse to see that.
I might be an idiot. In fact, I have it on the highest authority that I am. But I can see the modern world is an amazing place, full of incredible things. It's just that giving people the time and space to take in real knowledge for free is a wonderful gift. While everything is super fast, supercharged, super highways with soup and a cup thrown in, the library is an oasis of calm, which is why it must never be knocked down.
Well, it's a compelling argument. Yeah, I'm moved. I really am. Yeah, it's made me think. Right, everyone, move back to let the wrecking ball through. These demolition guys have work to do.
Hey, that's not fair.
Some people just hate technology. That's all it is.
No, I love it. I even bought one of your phones. Look. I can send stuff to your video screen as well as you can.
Okay, let's get this guy off the stage now.
I took some video too. Look, that's a bus. And there's a man eating a kebab. And those are my feet on video, actually walking. Brilliant, eh? Oh, I meant to ask, did you get your car fixed? Terrible the way it could only crawl along with the curb last night. Good job, that nice young lady.
What are you talking about?
Last night, that woman.
You've got the wrong guy. I'm happily married.
No, it was definitely you. Look, I'll throw it up on the screen.
You need to close that phone down, like, right now!
Hey, let go! Stop pressing things!
Shut it down, buddy! No, get your hands off!
Oh, get my lawyers onto you!
Yeah, and I get the supreme ruler of the universe onto you!
Hey, you've turned it off. I thought you were big on sharing.
As I was about to say, we have to keep the library open. It's what the people want. Well, you got what you wanted.
What?
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 Have we won? Tanya, tell me.
You know what this is, don't you?
Yes, a miracle.
And that's why Tanya admires me, because I'll invoke Plan B and allow others to assume my mantle and continue the fight until I arrive.
Toby! This hog's bladder bitter is incredible. Your mouth has gone up and down, but I don't understand a word you're saying. And look, There's still another 37 beers to try. The night can only get better.
You know what, Smallbone? You could be great for the group. You are planning to stay, aren't you?
Of course I am, Tanya. For me, it's all about learning how to fight the nightmare repercussions of technology. Like that scary computer virus they call Free U2 Album.
Well, I reckon it's time I was going. It has been a long day.
I'll walk with you, Tanya. It's only 5 miles out of my way.
Yeah, I suppose I should be getting back to my shop doorway. This beer makes me feel like fighting the blokes at the next table. Actually, are they looking at me?
Oh, Smallbone, come on, you're coming home with me.
Tanya, you seem to be inviting the wrong man back.
When, tonic and gin!
Hey, I'd better say goodbye to Athena. That means her reading my aura.
Tanya, did you hear me?
Well, God, what do you reckon?
I'm busy, Smallbone, what is it? No, hang on. Oh, yeah, it's a goal! Actually, while you're there... Could you explain why, after one day of watching Dave, I'm seeing all the same programmes?
You're not watching satellite TV, are you?
Actually, forget that. Didn't I say a small victory wouldn't save you from the other place?
Actually, as I recall, Your Enormity, all you demanded was that I start putting things right by saving the library.
That doesn't sound like me.
I can help you there. Just press this button on my phone.
I demand you start putting things right by saving the library.
Still doesn't sound like me. However, ooh, he's hit the crossbar. Yes, just remember that failure to return Camlington to traditional ways will not be tolerated. Now stop bothering me. I have a strong feeling this could go to penalties.
Here we are then, almost home. You do know you'll be sleeping on the sofa.
That's perfect, Tanya. I'm assuming it's handy for the telly in the fridge.
Less than 30 metres away.
Huh?
It's my old sofa and it's in the garage that comes with the flat. And it's only for one night.
You won't regret it, Tanya. We'll make a great team, you and me. You're in the big league now. Today, Camlington. Tomorrow, the neighbouring bits.
Try not to trip over anything.
We'll make a difference. We'll change everything.
Night, Smallbone.
We'll be unstoppable, unrelenting, on everything else, Tanya. Are you there, Tanya? What time is breakfast?
God help me.
Tanya!
The Best Laid Plans featured Ardal O'Hanlon as Smallbone, Jeff McGibbon as God, Esther Smith as Tanya, Mike Wozniak as Toby, and Ruth Bratt as Susan. The supporting roles were played by Duncan Wisby and Ruth Bratt. It was written by Mark Dady, and the producer was Ben Warsfield. The programme was a Lucky Giant production for BBC Radio 4.